USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The suspect is dead and there are multiple injuries reported after a gunman opened fire on the campus of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas today. Las Vegas Metro Sheriff Kevin McMahill.
I want to assure the community there's no further threat. We are continuing the investigation here. This is still a very active and dynamic scene, so if you can avoid the area, we would appreciate it.
Metro police have confirmed that three people were taken to area hospitals. According to U.S. officials, a drone from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen was intercepted and shot down by an American warship. The incident occurred in the southern Red Sea with no reported damage to the USS Mason or injuries to personnel. The unmanned aerial vehicle was approaching the ship, prompting the ship's commander to perceive it as a threat. President Biden emphasizes the necessity of increased U.S. aid to Ukraine, warning that without it, the country will face severe consequences.
Well, Congress, Republicans in Congress are willing to give Putin the greatest gift he could hope for and abandon our global leadership.
Speaking from the White House, Biden expressed concern that if Russian leader Vladimir Putin achieves his objectives, U.S. troops may ultimately find themselves in direct conflict with Russian forces. Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy announced he is resigning from Congress at the end of this year. McCarthy's departure follows an historic event where he became the first Speaker of the House to be removed from power during their congressional term. The ousting occurred at the hands of a small faction of conservative Republicans. A recently identified syndrome in newborns is potentially linked to fentanyl exposure. Published findings reveal 10 infants born to mothers who used fentanyl exhibiting distinct birth defects such as cleft palate and small heads. Researchers suggest fentanyl may be disrupting cholesterol metabolism in the developing fetus. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tonight, the fourth Republican presidential debate is scheduled to take place at 7 p.m. Eastern at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Frontrunner Donald Trump once again will not be participating, resulting in only four candidates sharing the stage. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former South Carolina Governor and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy will be engaging in the debate. Speaking at the Tribal Nations Summit in Washington, D.C. today, President Biden emphasized that tribal nations in the U.S. have received record investments during his tenure.
These transformational investments are going to help tribes, but to help all Americans. We know the federal dollars are vital to your communities in order to be able to thrive.
Biden asserted that his administration is surpassing others in its efforts to support Native Americans. The National Transportation Safety Board has identified a culture of silence regarding mental health within the aviation workforce. During a summit, the NTSB head stated that existing FAA regulations compel individuals in the aviation industry to either conceal or reject assistance for mental health issues. Las Vegas is the stage for the NBA's rendition of the Final Four on Thursday. In the semifinals of the inaugural NBA in-season tournament, the Milwaukee Bucks will face the Indiana Pacers, while the LA Lakers will compete against the New Orleans Pelicans. The winners from these matchups will vie for the championship, which will take place Saturday night. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.